It has been a delight to be here with you this weekend.
Det har vært en skikkelig glede å være sammen med dere her denne weekenden.
Give me a wave if you were in any of the meetings over the weekend.
Kan du vinke hvis du var I et av de møtene?
This is a sign of revival.
Dette tegn på vekkelse.
That you would give up every Saturday once a month to seek the face of God.
At vi vil gi opp en lørdag I morgen for å søke Guds ansikt.
This gives my heart so much hope for what the Lord is going to do here in Norway.
Og det gir hjertet mitt så mye håp for hva Gud skal gjøre I Norge.
Fire in the north.
Ild I nord.
For the hand of God is moving in Europe.
For Guds hånd beveger seg I Europa.
And it's a joy and a privilege to be a part of this.
Og det en glede og et privilegium å få være en del av dette.
So Father, we say thank you for today.
Så far vi sier takk I dag.
This is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Dette den dagen Herren har gjort og vi vil glede og fryde oss I den.
Thank you Lord for the gift of today.
Takk Herre for gaven av I dag.
Thank you Lord that you are near every time we call.
Takk for at du nær hver gang vi påkaller deg.
That you promised, call to me and that you will answer.
At du har lovt, kall på meg og du vil svare.
And tell us great and wonderful things that we don't know.
Og si oss store og forunderlige ting som vi ikke kjenner til.
I thank you that all of your promises are yes and amen.
Takk for at alle dine løfter ja og amen.
That you'll never leave us or forsake us.
Du vil aldri forlate oss eller svikte oss.
That you are a good, good father.
At du en god, god far.
And we love you, Father.
Og vi elsker deg, far.
In Jesus' name everybody said...
Og alle sa, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have an affection and joy for the people of the north.
Jeg har en forkjærlighet for folket fra nord.
Because my husband is Finnish.
Fordi at min mann finsk.
And we have never been to Norway before.
Og vi har aldri vært I Norge før.
And it is so beautiful.
Og det jo så vakkert her.
What a beautiful country.
Vilket vakkert land.
And so we are privileged to be here and it's a joy.
Så vi føler oss veldig privilegierte og det en glede.
I want to actually, Tom, can you pass me? Oh no, I have here in my pocket. Now I am 54.
Nu jeg 54 år.
So now sometimes I use reading glasses.
Så av og til så bruker jeg lesebriller.
I want to read to you from Psalm 27.
Vi leser fra Salme 27.
You know, there's a beautiful scripture here.
Et vakkert skriftsted her.
Psalm 27 is one of my favorite psalms.
Salme 27 en av favorittsalmene mine.
And the word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
Og Guds ord som en lampe og et lys til våre føtter og vår sti.
But you can read it every day in faith, believing that the Lord has something to feed you with.
Men du kan lese det I tro og tro at Herren har noe hver dag å mate deg med.
I'm so pleased you're doing the Bible school.
Så, vær så snill, gjør Bibelskolen.
This is so vital and important.
Det så viktig og så betydningsfullt.
Now we're told that in the last days that many teachers will come with very persuasive arguments.
Og vi leser det at I endetiden vil mange lærere komme med veldig overne bevisende læregaver.
And if you don't understand and know how to search the scriptures for yourself.
Hvis du ikke forstår hvordan du skal søke gjennom skriftene på egen hånd.
Without a good foundation in the word of God.
Med et godt fundament I Guds ord.
Many get swept away by strange doctrines and strange teachings.
Ja, mange blir liksom oversvømt av feile doktriner og merkelige lærer.
But when you come back to the basics of the Bible.
Men når du kommer tilbake til de grunnleggende tingene I Bibelen.
Of reading all of it.
Hvor du leser alt.
Understanding how to read this beautiful book.
Og forstå hvordan du kan lese denne vakre boken.
Recognizing that there is no foundation we can build on other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Og du skjønner at det ikke noe annet fundament vi kan bygge på enn Herren Jesus Kristus.
Then as we have this foundation, we can have courage and encouragement that when we read the Bible, it is the living word of God.
Når vi har dette fundamentet, så kan vi ha det mot og den tillit at dette det levende Guds ord vi leser.
It's not enough just to remember the word of God occasionally.
Det ikke nok å bare huske Guds ord av og til.
But if you read it morning and evening.
Men om du leser det på morgen og kveld.
Christians read their Bible every day.
Kristne leser Bibelen sin hver dag.
Tell your neighbor, Christians read their Bible every day.
Si det til naboen din, kristne de leser Bibelen hver dag.
It's true.
Det sant.
As you can see, I'm also a pastor.
Som du kanskje forstår, så er jeg også pastor.
And so I have a great passion to see people grow in the Lord.
Så jeg har en stor lidenskap å se at mennesker vokser i Herren.
We have a family of three children. I have three grown children.
Så jeg har tre voksne barn nå.
And one little grandson.
Og en liten gutt, barnebarn.
I am still studying. I am just about finished my doctorate in a ministry.
Og jeg fortsetter å studere. Jeg er snart ferdig med doktorgraden i ministry.
And my daughter is doing her master's in theology as well at the same school with Randy Clark.
Ja, så datteren min holder på med mastergraden sin hos Randy Clark sin teologiske skole.
And it's so delightful to have beautiful conversation each morning about the word of God.
Og vi har sånne flotte samtaler om Guds ord hver morgen.
I tell you, there is so much that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal about himself.
Det er så mye som Hellige Ånd skal åpenbare om seg selv.
So Psalm 27 is just a precious and beautiful psalm of David.
Ja, så det psalm 27 en dyrebar psalm av David.
But I want to start here in verse 10.
La oss starte i vers 10.
When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me.
Om min far og min mor forlater meg, så skal Herren ta seg av meg.
Verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Jeg hadde mistet motet om jeg ikke trodde at jeg skulle se Herrens godhet i de levendes land.
Let's have a look then, if you would flip over to Matthew chapter 12.
Matteus kapittel 12.
And as we were in worship this morning, I felt the Holy Spirit quicken this verse to me.
Så da opplevde jeg mens vi tilbar her at den Hellige Ånd satte fokus på dette.
Verse 20.
Vers 20.
A bruised reed he will not break.
Et knekket rør skal han ikke bryte.
And a smoking flax he will not quench.
Og en rykende veke skal han ikke slokke.
You know, our Father is kinder than we've ever imagined.
Du vet at vår far er vennligere enn vi noen gang kan forestille oss.
I used to struggle with my understanding of what God was like.
Før så strevde jeg med å forstå hvordan Gud egentlig er.
As I shared on the weekend, I got saved at a youth camp.
Som jeg delte, jeg ble frelst på en sånn ungdomsleir.
I'm excited for your youth camp.
Jeg var begeistret for den ungdomsleiren dere skal på.
Wonderful things happen on youth camps.
Fantastiske ting skjer på ungdomsleirer.
And I just got honest in worship during that camp.
Og på den leiren så ble jeg bare sånn oppriktig ærlig innenfor Gud.
I said, Lord, I believe in you, but I can't see you and I don't know you.
Herre, jeg tror på deg, men jeg kan ikke se deg, og jeg kjenner deg ikke.
Help.
Hjelp.
And he did.
Og det gjorde han.
And suddenly I knew who I was talking to.
Og plutselig så skjønte jeg hvem jeg snakket til.
And help is still my very best prayer.
Og bønn, hjelp, det min beste bønn fremdeles?
Because it's honest.
For den ærlig.
And if you ask for help, believing that he is your ever-present help in time of need,
og hvis du tror at han alltid til stede med sin hjelp når du har behov,
he will help you in whatever situation you are in.
Han vil hjelpe deg uansett situasjonen du måtte være i.
It doesn't matter how deep the cut in your life.
Spiller ingen rolle hvor dypt det har gått i livet ditt.
The deeper the cut, the more of God there is to fill it.
Ja, jo dypere du har kommet, jo mer det at Gud skal fylle deg og dra deg opp.
When I was a young child, my father is a medical doctor.
Så når jeg var et lite barn, min far er altså lege, medisinslege.
But he did his studies with the army. The army put him through medical school.
Men det var da i Hæren, så han fikk sin legeutdanning i Hæren.
And so he had to then go and serve in the Vietnam War.
Og så tjente han i Vietnamkrigen.
Which meant when I was two, he went away to war.
Så når jeg var to år gammel, så dro han i krigen.
And when he finally came home, he and my mother divorced.
Og når han da endelig kom hjem, så ble det skilte han og mora mi lag.
And mom moved away, 12 hours drive away.
Og mora mi flyttet 12 timer av gårde.
And soon after, a little while later, remarried.
Og så gifte hun seg da etter en stund med noen andre.
And then later, when I was about 12 years old.
Og senere når jeg var 12 år.
I came home from visiting my father. We would see him only once or twice a year.
Så kom jeg da hjem igjen. Jeg besøkte min far. Jeg møtte han kanskje bare en eller to ganger I året.
And then my mother had left home.
Og så hadde mora mi dratt hjemmefra.
And we weren't allowed to tell anybody she was gone.
Og det var ingen som fortalte oss på en måte hvor hun var, at hun hadde dratt.
And I already struggled with issues of abandonment and rejection.
Allerede da så kjempet jeg med spørsmål om å bli forlatt og være forkastet.
But then while she was gone for about 9 months, I was sexually abused night after night.
Og mens hun var da borte I 9 måneder, så ble jeg seksuelt misbrukt kveld etter kveld.
And terrified and of and not allowed to tell anybody what was happening.
Och jag var så full av frykt och jag fick inte lov att se till någon vad som pågick.
And I became so deeply insecure.
Och jag blev så djupt osäker och otrygg.
And full of shame and full of fear.
Full of skam och full av frykt.
Full of insomnia and nightmares.
Ja, så jag klarade inte att sova på nätterna. Jag hade mareritt.
But then eventually my mother came home.
Men så till slut så kom mor och mig hem.
And the abuse stopped.
Och då stoppade missbruket.
And I just got on with my life.
Och så fortsatte med livet mitt.
I was a believer.
Jag var en troende.
And I was so grateful for the Lord and for church and for youth group.
Jag var så tacksam för Herren, för menigheten, för ungdomsgruppen.
I did everything. I was an assistant home group leader.
Jag gjorde allt. Jag var assistent I en sån liten husgrupp.
I was a Sunday school piano player.
Jag spelade piano på söndagsskolan.
I conducted the choir.
Jag dirigerade koren.
I'd go to all the prayer meetings.
Jag var på alla bönemötena.
And I was so grateful for God.
Och jag var så tacksam till Gud.
But I was still deeply insecure.
Men fremdeles var jag djupt otrygg.
And struggled deeply with fear and anxiety.
Och jag hade en stark angst och frykt I mig.
Years later I married this beautiful man.
Flera år senare så gifte mig med den.
I was 20.
Och man jag var 20 år gammal.
And as soon as he asked me I said yes.
Så snart han spurte meg, så sa jeg ja.
And I was so happy because he signed a piece of paper saying he loved me till he died.
Og jeg var så fornøyd for han hadde signert et papir hvor han sa at han skulle elske meg til jeg dør.
And I thought, that's so good for someone that's insecure. Like,
og det jo veldig bra for noen som veldig utrygg.
But I still struggled with fear and insecurity.
Men fremdeles så kjemper jeg sånn med frykt og usikkerhet, utrygghet.
And I started to have, a few years later, just when I was about 23.
Noen få år senere, omtrent når jeg var 23.
I started to have problems in my body.
Så begynte jeg å få problemer I kroppen min.
And the doctors, they did exploratory surgery.
Ja, og legerne gjorde også undersøkende operasjoner.
And they just said, we think it's stress.
Og de konkluderte med at vi tror det rett og slett stress.
And I sought the Lord, God, I need help.
Og jeg søkte Herren og sa, Gud, jeg trenger hjelp.
I was a high school teacher.
Jeg underviste på videregående.
And I was actually having breakdowns at school.
Og jeg brøt sammen på skolen.
If the word incest came up, I would freak out.
Om noen nevnte ord incest, så fikk jeg helt panikk.
And so I said, God, I need help.
Og jeg var liksom, Gud, hjelp.
My mother asked me one day if anything had happened to me.
Og mora mi, hun spurte en dag om det var noe som hadde hendt meg.
And suddenly all the secret was, in my face again.
Og da kom alle disse hemmelighetene opp I ansiktet mitt igjen.
And I was a bit overwhelmed. I think I broke down.
Og jeg fikk et sammenbrudd.
And so I said, help, Jesus.
Og jeg sa, hjelp, Jesus.
I need a new job.
Jeg trenger en ny jobb.
And that day a private Christian school rang me.
Men da var det en privat kristen skole som ringte meg.
I was a high school music and drama teacher.
Ja, og så jeg underviste I drama og musikk på videregående.
And they said, would you like to have a part-time job at our school?
Så de spurte, vil du ha en deltidsjobb på skolen vår?
I was like, yes!
Og jeg sa, ja!
And I knew this was the grace of God.
Jeg visste, dette var Guds nåde.
On the first day of orientation for the job.
Så første dagen når jeg ble innført I jobben min.
They said, take a piece of paper and go and write down what the Lord says to you.
Ta et stykke papir og gå og skriv ned alt det Herren sier til deg.
Take 15 minutes and just talk to the Lord.
Så ta 15 minutter bare og snakk med Herren.
Ask him what he says.
Og spør ham hva han sier.
So I took my piece of paper and my pen.
Så Så jeg tok penna og papiret.
I thought I'm the Pentecostal here.
Så jeg tenkte,
nu jeg
can
hear from God.
Jeg pinsevenn, så jeg kan
Come
høre
on, Jesus, talk to me. I'm open.
Kom igjen, Jesus, snakk til meg. Jeg open.
Tell me what I need to fix.
Si fra hva jeg trenger å få ordne
på. I'm open. Come on, talk to me.
Kom igjen, snakk til meg.
Cut me deep.
Og bare skjær dypt I meg.
I know I need to change.
Jeg vet, jeg trenger å endre
talk
på
to
meg.
Me, Jesus.
Snakk til meg, Jesus.
And he said these words.
Og så sa han disse ordene.
I love you.
Jeg elsker deg.
I was like, yeah, great.
Så jeg tenkte, ah, okay, great.
Everybody knows that.
Det vet jo alle sammen.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus elsker meg.
For the Bible tells me so. Like, I knew that. Everybody knows that.
Ja, det vet jo alle. Det visste jeg hadde hørt.
I was like, come on, God, seriously. I'm actually opening my heart.
Kom igjen, Gud. Jeg holder jo nå virkelig på å åpne hjertet mitt for deg.
Like, really, I really do want you to talk to me.
Jeg ønsker virkelig at du skal snakke til meg.
He said, I love you.
Og så sier han igjen, jeg elsker deg.
I said, I can't take that back to the group, God.
Ja, men det kan jeg jo ikke ta med til gruppen, Herre.
Like, I mean, really, like... Genuinely, like, talk to me about all the things I'm doing wrong.
Ja, men,
I want to change. I want to be better.
Jeg vil bli bedre. Jeg vil forandre meg. Snakk nå om de tingene
som
galt.
I want to please you.
Kan ikke du bare gjøre det?
He said, I love you.
Og igjen,
jeg elsker deg. I was so frustrated.
Jeg ble så frustrert.
But, oh, great. What, I have to go back to the group now.
Så måtte jeg tilbake igjen til gruppa.
And they'll say, what did God say to you in 15 minutes?
Og så var det liksom, hva har Gud sagt til deg på 15 minutter?
I love you.
Jeg elsker deg.
It's like, but I didn't understand. They were the words I needed to hear more than anything.
Men jeg skjønte jo ikke at det var jo de ordene jeg trengte å høre mer enn noen ting.
My idea of God was that if you came close to him,
min idé om Gud var det at hvis du kommer nær han,
the burning, fiery, holy one,
den brennende hellige,
then he would burn up all the dross in your life.
Så ville han brenne ut alt søpla I deg.
And sort you out.
Og virkelig gjennomlyse deg.
And this is what I expected.
Og var det jeg forventet.
But instead, when I would come to him,
men istedet når jeg kom til han,
he would treat me with so much love and kindness.
Så behandler han meg med så mye kjærlighet og vennlighet og godhet.
A bruised reed he won't break.
Ja, det var altså et knekt rør vil ikke han bryte.
A smoldering wick he won't snuff out.
Han vil ikke slokke en rykende vekk.
And I began to have to find out, God, help me.
Så jeg måtte finne ut, Gud, hjelp meg.
And as I shared, I began to pray this beautiful prayer in Ephesians chapter 3.
Og så begynte jeg å be denne vakre bønnen I Efeserbrevet kapittel 3.
Ephesians 3:14-21.
Altså vers 14-21.
It's this beautiful prayer about knowing the love of Christ that passes knowledge.
Og det denne bønnen om å kjenne Kristi kjærlighet som går utover all forstand.
And being filled to overflowing with all the fullness of God.
Og bli fylt med Guds overflod, det fullheten av
I thought, I need this.
Jeg tenkte, dette har jeg
I need to have an understanding of this love.
Denne kjærligheten trenger jeg å ha en forståelse av.
Because in my family, I had myself and my full brother.
Ja, så jeg hadde I familien, det var jeg, og så min bror.
And then my mother had three other children.
Og så min mor hadde, altså min fulle bror, og så hadde hun tre andre barn, and, min mor.
And my father had other children.
Og min far hadde andre barn.
I remember one day he came to visit my mother and stepfather and I heard them arguing.
Jeg husker en dag han kom og besøkte min mor og min stepfar, og jeg hørte at de kranglet.
And they were arguing about who should have to take care of my brother and I in their will.
Hvem, de kranglet om hvem som måtte ta på en måte hånd om meg og min bror I deres testamente.
And they were arguing, you know, well, I'm responsible for my children with my new husband, and I'm responsible for my children with my new wife.
Og de snakket om, jeg ansvarlig for mine barn med min nye mann, eller mine barn med min nye kone.
And it suddenly struck me as a teenager.
Og som en tenåring så slo det meg.
I belong to a family that doesn't exist anymore.
Jeg tilhører en familie som ikke eksisterer lenger.
And I just felt so alone.
Jeg følte meg så alene.
My brother, he ended up getting into drugs and all sorts of alcohol and difficulties.
Og min bror endte opp med narkotika, alkohol og all slags vanskeligheter.
But for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, I could have been on that path.
Ja, och så hade det inte varit för Guds nåde så hade jag också kanske havnat på den vägen.
The beautiful news is my brother last year gave his heart to Jesus.
Det vackra är att min bror sista år så gav min bror sitt hjärta till Jesus.
And the Lord has done a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful work.
Och Herren har gjort ett vidunderligt verk i han.
And so God was looking after me.
Så Gud såg efter mig.
But I still needed some deep, deep healing.
Men framdeles så trengte jeg noe deep, deep helbredelse.
I shared some of my testimony the other night.
Jeg delte litt grann om vitnesbyrdet mitt i
går. About how the Lord did a glorious deliverance.
Hvordan Herren gjorde en herlig utfrielse.
But then the following week there was an altar call for shame.
Men uka etterpå så var det da et alterkall som gikk på dette med skamfølelse.
I thought, I probably should go forward for that.
Og jeg tenkte, ja, jeg bør kanskje gå fram på grunn
av det. I was a little bit concerned because my in-laws were in church.
Jeg var litt sånn bekymret, for mine svigerforeldre var også der på møte.
I thought, they're going to think I'm always at the altar.
Og de kommer jo til å tenke at jeg alltid fremme ved alteren når det innbys til bønn.
No, well, last week was so good, I'm going again.
Nei, men det var så bra siste uke, så jeg går frem igjen.
And so I went forward for prayer.
Så jeg gikk frem for å få bønn.
A few people prayed for me.
Det var flere som ba for meg.
And I felt the Holy Spirit just say, just stay here.
Så opplevde jeg den hellige ånd bare sa til meg, bare forbli her.
So I kept standing at the altar.
Så jeg forble stående fremme.
The light started to flick off.
Og så begynte lysene å gå av.
But suddenly I saw a vision.
Men plutselig så jeg en visjon.
And I saw myself as a little girl with my head on the father's lap.
Jeg så meg selv som en liten jente med hodet på min fars fang.
And he was stroking my hair like this.
Og han strøk mitt hår.
And I'd never had a family with affection like that.
Men jeg hadde aldri hatt en familie hvor de viste sånn affeksjon på den måten.
And then I kept watching and the vision changed.
Så fortsatte jeg å se og så endret visjonen seg.
And I saw myself as this little girl with this ugly face.
Og så jeg sånn liten jente med sånn stygt ansikt.
Because deep inside I believed I was shameful and ugly.
For dypt nede så trodde jeg at jeg var stygg og full av skam.
And then suddenly as I watched, this face peeled off like a mask and floated away.
Men da så jeg hvordan dette ansiktet var som en maske som ble revet av og kastet.
And then I kept looking.
Og jeg fortsatte å se.
And I saw this lady walking in the heavens.
Og jeg så denne kvinnen som gikk altså, i det himmelske.
And she was clothed in the most beautiful robes.
Og var klær i den mest fantastisk vakre drakt.
It's like she was clothed in dignity.
Og hun var ikledd verdighet.
And the Lord said, that's you.
Og da sa Herren, det er deg.
And I fell on the floor.
Og så falt jeg på bakken.
And I knew in that moment that the Holy Spirit had restored to me my dignity.
Og da visste jeg at i det øyeblikket hadde Herren gjenopprettet min verdighet.
There's a beautiful verse in Psalm 34 that I love.
Og det er også et veldig flott vers i Salme 34 som jeg er glad i.
It starts here in verse 4.
Begynner her i vers 4.
I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
Så det er vers 5 i norske Bibelen. Jeg søkte Herren, og han svarte meg. Han fridde meg ut fra alt jeg frykter for.
They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed.
De så opp til ham og strålte av glede, og deres ansikt rødmet ikke av skam.
This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
Denne elendige ropte, og Herren hørte ham og frelste ham ut av alle hans trengsler.
The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them.
Herrens engel slår leir rundt omkring dem som frykter ham, og han frir dem ut.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Smak og se at Herren er god.
Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
Salig er den mann som tar sin tilflukt til ham.
This is my testimony.
Dette er vitnesbyrdet mitt.
But you know, as I continue to pray into this prayer to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge.
Når jeg begynte å fortsette med denne bønnen med å kjenne Kristi kjærlighet som overgår all forstand.
To continue to pray, Lord, let me be rooted and grounded in love.
Och jag bara, Herre, låt mig bli vara rotfästa och grundfästa I kärlighet.
Fill me continuously with your pure love that restores my soul and casts out fear.
Ja, fyll mig kontinuerligt med din rena kärlighet som genupprättar min själ och kastar ut frykten.
God began renewing my mind.
Så begynte Gud att förnya mitt sinn.
And helping me see the lies that I had believed.
Och hjälp mig att se de lögnerna som jag hade trott.
One day I was driving in the car.
En gång mens jag körde bil.
And I was praying like I usually prayed.
Och jag bad på samma sätt som jag vanligtvis gör.
Oh God, forgive me for this, forgive me for that, forgive me for this.
Oh Gud, tillgiv mig för det. Detta tillgiv mig för det.
And then I think about, oh, I just said that to that person.
Och så började jag tänka på det. Nu har jag ju sagt det till den
personen. I'm sorry, God, that was not good.
Beklagar Gud, det var inte bra.
And then I'd think to myself, but I'll go home properly and repent about that later.
Ja, men så tänkte jag med mig själv, ja, men jag ska omvända mig ordentligt när jag kommer hem.
Because I really need to repent properly about that.
För det här måste jag omvända mig ordentligt från.
And I kept going asking for forgiveness for all the things I've asked for forgiveness for before.
Och jag fortsatte att be om tillgivelse om allt möjligt så jag hade egentligen bett om tillgivelse för förr.
Forgive me for this, forgive me for that.
Tillgiv mig för det och det.
And then suddenly the Lord interrupted.
Och plötsligt så grep Herren in.
He said, "Okay."
Jag sa okej.
I said, "What?"
Vad?
Suddenly I realized I spent 95% of my prayer time asking for forgiveness for things I'd asked for many times before.
Att jag brukade alltså 95% av bönetiden till att be om tillgivelse för ting jag aldrig hade bett om tillgivelse för.
I was very good at asking for forgiveness.
Jag var väldigt flink att be om tillgivelse.
Very good at repenting.
Väldigt flink att omvända mig.
But very bad at receiving the grace of God.
Men väldigt dålig till att motta Guds nåde.
You see, the Bible says, "By grace we are saved through faith."
Bibeln säger att vi nåd är vi frälst genom tro.
And that is not of ourselves; it's a gift from God.
Och det är inte av oss själva, men en gåva ifrån Gud.
He gives us faith to believe in His goodness.
Han ger oss tro till att tro på hans godhet.
Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Och inte av gärningar, så att inte någon kan skryta.
But you actually have to believe that He is good.
Men du må faktiskt tro att han är god.
You have to believe that when you ask, you receive.
Och tro det att när du ber om något så får du det.
I want to read you a scripture from 1 John.
Första Johannes.
I love 1 John.
Ja, jag är så glad I första Johannes brev.
You could just enjoy it for dessert every night.
Du kan ha det för dessert varje nästa kväll.
Delicious.
Väldigt, smakar väldigt gott.
It's a beautiful verse here.
Vackert vers.
Verse 20.
Which chapter are you?
Of chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3.
Kapitel 3.
Verse 20.
Vers 20.
For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
För dersom vårt hjärte fördömer oss, är Gud större än vårt hjärte och känner allt.
In other words, God is greater than our feelings.
Alltså, Gud är större än våra känslor.
Even if my heart says I'm guilty.
Så till och med om mitt hjärta säger jag är skyldig.
If we come to the Lord and we give him our sin.
Hvis vi kommer till Herren och ger han vår synd.
We ask for mercy.
Och vi ber om barmhärtighet.
He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Så han trofast och rättfärdig och han renser oss från all orättfärdighet.
He says, your sins and your wicked deeds I will remember no more.
Dina synder och dina onda gärningar vill jag inte längre huska.
He's not going to bring them up again on the day of judgment.
Han kommer inte att ta dem fram på domens dag.
In fact, it tells us for as believers that we can have boldness on the day of judgment.
Men han säger att vi som troende kan ha frimodighet på domens dag.
Because as he is, so are we in this world.
För sån som han är, sån är vi I denna världen.
He is holy.
Han är helig.
He's utterly pure.
Han är fullständigt ren.
Completely without sin.
Fullständigt utan synd.
And he says that as he is, so are we in this world now.
Och han säger att sån som han är vi I denna världen nu.
Wow.
Wow.
How can that be?
Hvordan kan det?
But I feel guilty.
Ja, men jag føler mig
I remember all the things I've done.
Jag husker allt jeg har gjort.
I remember the attitudes I've had.
Jag husker disse holdningene jeg har
hatt. I remember the things I've said and done.
Jeg husker alt jeg har sagt og gjort.
But the Lord says he doesn't remember.
Men Herren sier at han husker ikke på det.
He'll never remember them.
Han vil aldri huske på dem.
They're not hanging over your head one day to come and make you pay.
De hänger inte över hodet ditt för en dag och sörjer för att du måste betala för det.
Jesus said paid in full.
Det Jesus har sagt är fullt betalt.
By the only one who could pay for it.
Av den eneste som kunne betale for det.
He took our sin.
Han tok våre synder.
But you know, what about after you get saved?
Ja, hva med etter du blir frelst da?
What if you do the wrong thing and you know better?
Hva om du gjør noe galt og du egentlig vet bedre enn det du...
Religion will tell you there's no mercy for you.
Da vil religion si, ja, da finnes det ingen barmhjertighet for deg. Dette skal du få betale for.
But that's not the Bible.
Men det ikke Bibelen.
Even if your heart condemns you, he is greater than your heart.
Til og med når hjertet ditt fordømmer deg, så han større enn ditt hjerte.
Jesus told us what the Father was like.
Jesus fortalte oss hvordan Faderen
There was two sons.
To sønner.
And they were both in the house.
Begge var I huset.
Sons.
Sønner.
And one of these sons, who knew better,
en av disse sønner, som egentlig visste bedre,
who had been in the house,
som hadde vært I hjemme,
decided, I want my inheritance now.
Så besluttet seg for, jeg vil ha min arv nå.
And he disgraced his father.
Og han vanæret sin far.
Basically said, I can't wait till you're dead.
Han egentlig sa, jeg kan ikke vente til du dør.
Give me my inheritance now.
Gi meg min arv nå.
And he took off and spent it all on prostitutes and gambling.
Og han tok alt sammen, sløste det bort på prostituerte og gambling.
I mean, doing all the things a good Jewish boy shouldn't do.
Altså alt det som en god jødisk gutt absolutt ikke skulle gjøre.
He was a son of the house.
Han var en sønn I huset.
But he went away.
Men han gikk bort.
And he really did all the bad things.
Og han gjorde virkelig alle de ille tingene.
And he dishonored his family.
Og han vanæret sin familie.
He was bad, bad, bad.
Det var ille. Skikkelig
bad
ille.
What he did.
Skikkelig ille var det.
But finally, he ran out of money.
Men så gikk han tom for penger.
And all his friends forsook him.
Ja, alle vennene da stakk av.
And he was feeding pig scraps.
Og han ga da også mat til grisen.
And he was so hungry, he was thinking, I want to eat the pig food.
Og han var så sulten at han tenkte, kanskje jeg skal spise denne grisematen.
And the Bible says, finally he came to his senses.
Og så sier Bibelen at til slutt så kom han til sans og samling.
And he remembered that his father was good.
Og så kom han på at min far jo god.
And he thought, well, if I go home, my father's good. He'll probably give me a job. I know I don't deserve to be a son anymore, but he'll probably give me a job.
Min far god, så hvis jeg drar hjem, så vil hvertfall faren min gi meg en god jobb.
A lot of believers believe that when they sin or fall short,
mange troende tror det at når de synder, eller at de kommer til kort,
because they have been in the house.
Fordi at de har vært I huset.
And they knew better.
Og de visste egentlig bedre.
Now the mercy of God is going to be limited toward them.
Så kommer Guds barmhjertighet mot dem til å være begrenset.
Now if they want to be in the house, they're going to have to work for it.
Nu hvis de skal være med I huset, så må de jobbe for det.
They're going to have to pay for it.
Da må de betale for å få være med.
But when he came home.
Men når han kom hjem.
The minute the father saw him from a long way off.
Ja, det øyeblikket faren så han langt borte.
The father ran towards him.
Så sprang faderen imot ham.
Wrapped his arms around him.
Og omfavnet han.
Smothered him with kisses.
Og kysset han.
Called for a robe and a ring.
Ja, og fikk tak I tjeneren kom med ring. Og
put
med
shoes
kappe,
on his feet.
Sko på føttene.
Said, let's have a party. My son's come home.
Og så la oss ha en fest. Min sønn kommet hjem.
And the son's like, I'm not worthy to be called your son.
Og sønn, ja, men jeg ikke verdig til å bli kalt din sønn.
The father was kissing him and calling for a party before the son had even asked for mercy.
Så faren befalt at det skulle festes til selv før sønn hadde fått bedt om barmhjertighet.
It was only in the midst of the kisses and the hugs that suddenly he began to cry out in repentance.
Så det var bare etter at han hadde blitt omfavnet og kysset at han da begynte å erkjenne og omvende seg.
Because the Bible tells us it's the goodness and kindness of God that leads us to repentance.
Fordi at Bibelen sier at det Guds godhet og vennlighet som leder oss til omvendelse.
But we often, as Christians,
men som kristne, så det ofte sånn,
we think if I come to the Father,
at hvis jeg kommer til far,
he's going to be like, well, now, what do you have to say for yourself?
Ja, hva har du nu å svare med?
You know, seriously, you should know better.
Alvorlig talt, du burde ha visst bedre.
No, you need to suffer some punishment and some judgment first.
Først må vi straffe deg og dømme deg litt.
But even if our heart condemns us, he's greater than our heart.
Men till och med våra egna hjärtan fördömer oss, så är han större än våra hjärtan.
But you might say, oh, hang on, keep reading there in John 3. First John 3.
Ja, men läs nu vidare i kapitel 3 då.
So let's do that.
Så låt oss göra det.
He tells us verse 20, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
För dersom vårt hjärta fördömer oss, är Gud större än vårt hjärta och känner allt.
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
Älskade, hvis vårt hjärta inte fördömer oss, har vi frimodighet för Gud.
And whatever we receive, ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Och vad vi än ber om, det får vi från honom, för vi håller hans bud och gör de ting som är till behag för honom.
Aha, there's the catch.
Okay, där har vi det.
I knew there was a catch.
Där var ett eller annat.
You have to keep his commandments and do all the things that are right.
Ja, du måste hålla alla hans bud och göra de ting som är rätt.
You're telling me lies.
Oh, så du fortäller mig lögner här nu.
But no, let's keep reading.
Men låt oss fortsätta att läsa.
He tells us what these commandments are.
Och så säger han oss vad dessa buden är.
And this is his commandment.
Och detta är hans bud.
That we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ.
Att vi ska tro på hans son Jesu Kristi namn.
And love one another.
Och älska varandra.
Wow.
Wow.
The faith that pleases God.
Den troen som behager Gud.
Is that you will believe that he is better than you feel like you deserve.
Att du vill tro att han är bättre än det du føler att du förtjänar.
That you would receive by faith grace that you could have no part in earning.
Att du vill, med tro vill motta hans nåde.
That you can have no part in earning, that you can't earn.
Som du inte kan göra det förtjänt till på något som helst måte.
Feels better if you can earn it.
Det føles bättre hvis du kan förtjäna det.
Because you can take some glory for
it. För då kan du ta lite ära.
You can take some credit for it.
Då får du lite anerkännelse.
But nobody can take credit for the grace of God.
Men det är ingen som kan förtjäna Guds nåde.
You need to humble yourself and receive by faith grace you cannot earn.
Ja, vi må ydmyka oss och ved tro ta emot den nåden som vi icke kan förtjäna.
His mercy is on you every morning.
Hans barmhärtighet och nåde är ny var enaste morgon.
You know, some people come to church or don't come to church because they think God's going to strike them with lightning.
Någon kommer inte till Guds tjänst för de tror att Gud kommer att slå dem med lynet.
If you knew what I'd done, you wouldn't go to church either.
Ja, hvis du hadde visst hva jeg hadde holdt på med, så hadde ikke du heller gått på møte.
Because they believe the lie that God is a strict, stern father that's going to judge them.
For de tror denne løgnen at Gud er en streng far som kommer til å slå dem.
God hates sin.
Gud hater sin.
And he punished sin in the body of his own son.
Og han straffet sin i sin egen sønns kropp.
He took all the judgment, all the sin.
Han tok all dommen, all synd,
so that you could receive his grace and his righteousness.
Så du kunde ta emot hans nåde och hans rättfärdighet.
He took the shame.
Han tog skammen.
He took the pain.
Han tog smärten.
He took the condemnation.
Han tog fördömelsen.
And he gives you righteousness.
Och han ger dig rättfärdighet.
He gives you mercy.
Han ger dig barmhärtighet.
He restores you to sonship.
Han genupprättar dig till
son. He says, my sons, come home.
Han säger, mina söner, kom hem.
When we come to him feeling like hypocrites.
När vi kommer och föll oss som hycklare.
He comes to us saying, "Oh, I love you."
Och så kommer han och säger, "Jag älskar dig."
When we feel like, "Please, Lord, just smack me."
Åh, var så snäll herre. Varför ge mig en liten chillevink då? Kom igen.
We feel like we'll feel better if we can at least pay for it a bit.
Så vi föll bättre. Jag kan bara betala lite för det jag gjort.
And he says, "No, I give you grace to have faith to believe that I'm better than you feel like you deserve."
Men så säger han heller, jag ger dig nåde till att tro att jag är bättre än det du föler.
The Christian life is one of humility.
Det kristna livet är ett liv i ydmykhet.
That says, I can't do it.
Som säger, jag kan inte göra det.
But I receive your grace.
Men jag tar emot din nåde.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Och jag kan göra allt genom Kristus som ger mig kraft.
And I open my heart.
Och jag öppnar mitt hjärta.
To receive your healing.
För att ta emot din helbredelse.
To receive your forgiveness.
Till att motta din tillgivelse.
To receive your grace.
För att ta emot din nåde.
Your life.
Ditt liv.
Your acceptance.
Din accept.
Your perfect love that casts out fear.
Din fullkomna kärlek som driver ut all frukt.
Those who look to him are radiant.
de som ser opp til han stråler.
And their faces are never covered with shame.
Og deres ansikt er aldri dekt av skam.
Because when we look at him,
fordi at når vi ser på han,
you know, he keeps telling us all through the Bible, seek my face.
For han, det er jo det han sier gjennom hele Bibelen, søk mitt ansikt.
Because he wants you to see,
for han vil at du skal se,
that when he looks at you,
at når han ser på deg,
he's not frowning and disappointed.
Så er han ikke skuffet og rynker på pannen.
I thought God loved me because he had to.
Jeg trodde at Gud var glad I meg, elsket meg fordi at han var nødt til det.
You know, God's love, he has to love everybody.
Han jo kjærlighet, så han må jo elske alle.
I didn't understand that he actually deeply, deeply adores me.
Jeg skjønte ikke at han faktisk dypt, dypt beundrer meg.
And he's not put off by anything I do.
Og at han liksom, han lar seg ikke forkaste av noe jeg gjør.
Because he knows he has the grace to help me.
For han vet at han har nåden til å hjelpe meg.
And that if I'll only humble myself and give him my pain and my sin.
Så hvis jeg bare ydmyker meg og gir han min smerte og min synd,
he'll give me his grace.
Så gir han meg sin nåde.
He'll give me his mercy.
Han gir meg sin barmhjertighet.
He'll make my face shine again.
Han lar mitt ansikt få lyse igjen.
And the deeper the cut,
og jo dypere du har kommet,
the more of God there is to fill.
Så det, jo mer vil Gud fylle opp.
There is the grace of God knows no end.
Altså, Guds nåde kjenner ingen grenser.
The mercy of God knows no end.
Guds barmhjertighet kjenner ingen limits.
You say, oh, well, be careful to preach that.
Ja, men så noen sier, vær forsiktig med å forkynne.
People might just sin.
Det kan jo hende at folk bare synder da.
They will anyway.
Det kommer de til å gjøre uansett.
Even if you preach a message that, you know, you're going to be punished and judged for everything you do.
Selv om du forkynner en budskap, ja, du kommer til å bli straffet og dømt for alt du gjør.
Plenty of people do this.
Det en del, mange som gjør det.
And people still sin.
Og folk fortsetter å synde.
Sin isn't dealt with by believing that you're going to have to pay for it.
Synd, du klarer ikke å håndtere synd ved å tro det at du må betale en straff for den.
It's true, the wages of sin is death.
Og det sannhet at syndens lønn døden.
But Jesus died in your place.
Men Jesus døde I ditt sted.
And when you believe that,
og når du tror det,
and you truly receive his grace and his love,
og du I sannhet tar imot hans nåde og hans kjærlighet,
your heart doesn't want to sin against him again.
Så vil ikke ditt hjerte synde mot han igjen.
The love of God constrains you.
Guds kjærlighet holder deg.
It keeps you.
Den holder deg fast, holder deg på sporet. Den forvandler deg.
It gives you power to live differently.
Den gir deg kraft til å leve annerledes.
And it gives you faith to believe that you can lay hold of everything you need for life and godliness.
Og det gir deg tro til at du kan ta imot alt det du trenger for liv og gudfryktighet.
If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
Og hvis vårt hjerte ikke fordømmer, så har vi frimodighet innenfor Gud.
And whatever we ask, we receive.
Og uansett hva vi ber om, så tar vi imot, tar vi imot det.
So if I ask for help in the time of temptation,
så hvis jeg ber om hjelp, når jeg blir fristet.
I can have confidence if I know the love of God that he will help me.
Så kan jeg ha full tillit at han vil hjelpe meg når jeg kjenner Guds kjærlighet.
It's the perfect love of God that casts out all the fear.
Så det den fullkomne Guds kjærlighet som driver ut all frykt.
Fear and condemnation keep you hiding.
Så frykt fordømmelse gjør at du gjemmer deg.
Guilt caused Adam and Eve to hide themselves and cover themselves from God.
Ja, så skyld gjorde at Adam og Eva dekte seg selv og gjemte seg for Gud.
But when you receive by faith forgiveness and mercy,
men du tar imot I tro tilgivelse og barmhjertighet,
you know you don't have to be ashamed.
Så vet du at du ikke trenger å skammes lenger.
You don't have to be afraid.
Du trenger ikke å frykte lenger.
You can boldly approach the throne of grace.
Og du kan frimodig komme fram for nådens trone.
And find mercy and help in your time of need.
Og finne nåde og hjelp I det når du har behov, når du trenger det.
You can walk like that woman in the heavenlies.
Og du kan vandre som den kvinnen som jeg så gikk I det himmelske.
Unashamed.
Uten skam.
Full of love.
Full av kjærlighet.
Full of dignity.
Full av verdighet.
Knowing that you are forgiven.
Og du vet at du tilgitt.
That you are righteous.
At du rettferdig.
That as he is, so are you in this world.
Og sånn som han slik du I denne verden.
God is light.
Gud lys.
He is pure, holy light.
Han rent, hellig lys.
And in him there is no darkness at all.
Och det finns inte något mörke I han.
And anyone who believes on him.
Och alla som tror han på
for han, mercy and salvation.
För frälse och barmhärtighet.
Becomes part of his body.
Blir en del av hans kropp.
If God is light and can have no part in darkness.
Hvis Gud lys och inte kan ha del I mörket.
His grace needs to make you as he is.
Så må hans nåde gjøre deg sånn som han
Otherwise you can't be joined to him.
Eller så kan du ikke være knyttet til han.
So we need grace and faith to believe that he is so much better than we feel like
we deserve. Så vi trenger nåde og tro til oss og tro at han så mye bedre enn det vi tenker og forstår.
Who do you think you are?
Hvem tror du at du
You are no longer who you once were.
Du ikke lenger den du en gang var.
You have been crucified with Christ.
Du har blitt korsfestet med Kristus.
It's no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us.
Det ikke lenger vi som lever, men Kristus lever I oss.
Isn't that wonderful news for the people you're going to meet?
Ikke det gode nyheter for de menneskene du kommer til å møte?
That's why we need to read our Bible.
Derfor må vi lese Bibelen.
Because we need our minds renewed.
For hvis sinnet vårt må fornyes.
We need to remember the truth of what he says about us.
Vi må huske sannheten som han sier om oss.
You know, I wanted just to read one more verse. Have you got time for one more verse?
Har vi tid til ett vers til?
This is my last time preaching in Norway for this whole trip.
Det siste gang jeg preker I Norge på denne turen.
So I'm just going to tell you all the things.
Så da må jeg si dere alt.
It's beautiful. Verse 22 of James chapter 1.
Jakobs brev kapittel 1 vers 22.
But be doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving yourself.
Men vær ordets gjører og ikke bare hørere som bedrar seg selv.
For if anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
For om noen en ordets hører og ikke gjør etter det, da han lik en mann som ser sitt naturlige ansikt I et speil. For han ser på seg selv, går bort, og med det samme glemmer han hvordan han så ut.
I used to read this verse and feel condemned.
Jeg pleide å lese dette verset og følte meg fordømt.
Oh, that's right. I'm a hearer of the word and I'm not a doer.
Å ja, jeg en sånn som ikke gjør det som ordet sier.
Oh God, jeg hører ordet, I'm sorry. Men jeg gjør det ikke. Forgive me, Father. I'm not a doer of all the words.
Tilgi meg, far. Jeg en som gjør ordet.
I'm not measuring up.
Jeg når ikke opp.
Oh, your standards are so high and I can't reach your standards.
Din standard så høy. Jeg klarer ikke å nå opp.
I'm a hearer of the word and not a doer.
Ja, jeg en som hører ordet, men jeg gjør det ikke.
It doesn't say, if anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Men det står jo ikke om en som hører ordet og ikke gjør det, at han skulle skammes over seg selv.
But that's how we read it.
Men det jo sånn vi leser det.
But when we actually read it, it's fascinating.
Men når vi faktisk leser hva som står, så det jo litt fascinerende.
He says, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's because you've forgotten what you look like.
Så sier han, hvis du en som hører ordet og ikke gjør det, så det fordi at du har glemt hvordan du ser ut.
If you're not living in the life of Christ and doing his will and his word.
Hvis du ikke lever livet I Kristus og gjør hans vilje og hans ord.
It doesn't say you need to try harder.
Så står det ikke, da må du prøve hardere.
You need to work harder.
Du må jobbe hardere.
He says no, you need to remember who you are.
Nei, du må huske på hvem du
You've forgotten what you look like.
Du har jo glemt hvordan du ser ut.
As he is, so are you in this world.
Som han sånn du I denne verden.
You're a new creation.
Du en ny skapning.
You're no longer that person that struggles with sin.
Du ikke lenger den personen som kjemper med synden.
You now have everything you need pertaining to life and godliness.
Nu har du alt det du trenger til liv og Guds fryktighet.
You have access to the all the help you need.
Du har tilgang til all den hjelpen du trenger.
And he will help you. He will hold you by your right hand.
Han vil holde deg og holde deg I høyre hånd.
And he will lead you and guide you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Og han vil lede deg og vise deg vei på rettferdighetens stier for sitt navns skyld.
And if you sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Og om du synd, han trofast til å rense deg fra all urettferdighet.
And he says that even if you fall, you will not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand.
Så til om du faller, så vil han ikke bli kastet ned, for Herren holder han med sin høyre hånd.
The life of humility.
livet I ydmykhet,
that will hold on to the hand of God.
Så vill hålla fast I Guds hand.
That will continually believe that He's better than I feel like I deserve.
Som vill fortsätta att tro att han är bättre än jag känner att jag förtjänar.
Who will look up to Him?
Så vill se upp till han.
The Bible says that we with unveiled faces behold as in a mirror the glory of God.
Alltså uttillslöjat ansikt så ser vi som I ett spegel Herrens härlighet.
If you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, James says you're like someone that looked in the mirror and then walked away and forgot what you looked like.
Om du är en hörer som inte gör ordet så är du så säger Jakobs brev att du är en som har glömt alltså så inte ser har glömt hur du ser ut.
But if every day you come before him and look into the mirror of his face.
Så därför måste du komma då igen och se I hans ansikt I spegeln.
Then we all with unveiled faces behold as in a mirror the glory of God.
Så när vi då ser hans härlighet utan slör.
And we are transformed from glory to glory into that same image we're looking at.
Så blir vi förvandlade från härlighet till härlighet I det samma bilde som vi ser. Och det är hans ansikt.
Isn't the gospel wonderful?
Är evangeliet vidunderlig?
Well, this was a brief message.
Det var ju självklart ett kort budskap.
That I hope whets your appetite.
Som väcker appetiten din.
To discover more of who he is.
Och uppdaga mer av vem han är.
Because those who know their God will be strong and do great exploits.
För de som känner sin Gud vill bli starka och göra stora gärningar.
Because he'll continually strengthen you.
För han vill fortsätta att styrka dig.
He'll transform the bruised reed into oak trees of righteousness.
Ja, han vill förvandla det brutna sive till ett eiketrä av rättfärdighet.
He'll take the smoldering wicks and cause you to be a fire that'll impact nations.
Vill ta den rykande veken och göra det till en illkule som vill påverka nationer.
Because God, as we begin to know him.
För att när Gud, när vi börjar att bli känt med han.
Will give you faith to believe that verse that we read just earlier, Ephesians 3:20.
Vill ge dig tro så du kan tro det som vi läste tidigare, Efesierna 3:20.
Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask, hope or imagine.
Han som är I stånd att ge oss långt över det vi kan be om eller förstå.
To him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus to all generations.
Ja. För till han vara ära och härlighet I alla generationer I Guds menighet.
Amen.
Amen.
Hurray!
Halleluja.
The good news is better than we've ever understood.
Ja, alltså de goda nyheterna är mer bättre än vi någon gång har förstått.
And his goodness is more wonderful than we've ever dared let ourselves believe.
Och hans godhet är bättre än vi någon gång har vågat att tro.
You need power from on high to be able to comprehend this love that passes knowledge.
Du tränger faktiskt kraft från himlen till att begripa denna kärlighet.
It's so high you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. Wonderful his love for me. It's the truth.
That's on it.
If you're here and you know in your heart, you haven't been walking with God.
Hvis du her, du vet I ditt hjerte at du ikke har vandret med Gud.
Your father is looking for you.
Så ser faren etter deg, far etter deg.
He's looking and waiting for you to begin to take a step toward home.
Han venter på at du skal ta et steg på vei hjem.
Because he's waiting to put his arms around you.
Han väntar på att lägga sina armar runt dig.
He's waiting to receive you and accept you.
Han väntar på att ta emot dig och inkludera dig och acceptera dig.
He's longing to have you in his arms.
Han längtar efter att ha dig I sina armar.
And to heal your heart.
Och helbreda ditt hjärta.
To cleanse you and forgive you from all your sin.
Och rensa dig från alla dina synder.
But it requires humility.
Men det krävs alltså ydmykhet.
That acknowledges I need your help.
Som anerkänner att jag tränger hans hjälp.
You're the savior.
Du är frälsaren.
There's nothing I can do to cleanse myself.
Det är ingenting jag kan göra för att rensa mig själv.
You're holy.
Du är helig.
I need your holiness.
Jag tränger din helighet.
Come into my life.
Kom in I mitt liv.
Make me new on the inside.
Gör mig ny på insidan.
And day by day the Lord will walk with you.
Och dag efter dag vill Herren vandra med dig.
He'll take you as his child.
Han vill ta dig som sitt barn.
As his son, his daughter.
Sin dotter.
He'll never leave you or forsake you.
Han vil aldri forlate deg eller forsake
deg. He'll hold you by his right hand.
Han vil holde deg med sin høyre hånd.
And he'll lead you and help you.
Han vil lede deg og hjelpe deg.
And he'll strengthen you.
Han vil styrke deg.
And give you hope for the future.
Og gi deg håp for fremtiden.
Pour his love into your life.
Utøse sin kjærlighet inn I ditt liv.
His perfect love that casts out all fear.
Hans fullkomne kjærlighet som driver ut all frykt.
Lead you to the banqueting table.
Leder deg til bankettbordet.
Where he lays out everything you need for life and godliness.
Der du får alt du trenger for liv og gudfryktighet.
It's wonderful.
Det vidunderlig.
If you're here and you know in your heart you aren't walking with the Lord.
Hvis du her og du vet I ditt hjerte at du vandrer ikke med Herren.
Could I ask you all if you would just bow your heads?
Kan jeg be om at vi alle sammen bøyer hodet vårt?
I want you to get honest with the Lord.
Jeg vil at du skal være ærlig med Herren.
Do you need his forgiveness?
Trenger du hans tilgivelse?
He wants to give it to you.
Så vil han gi det til deg.
Are you away from the Lord?
Du kommet bort fra Herren?
God wants you to come home.
Så vil Gud at du skal komme hjem.
So right now, if you know in your heart you aren't walking with the Lord,
hvis du vet I ditt hjerte at du vandrer ikke med Herren,
and you want to receive His grace,
og du vil ta imot hans nåde,
you want to respond to His mercy,
du vil gi respons til hans barmhjertighet,
God wants to give you a confidence of eternal life.
Gud skal gi deg forsikring om det evige liv.
No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said.
Ingen kommer til Faderen uten ved meg, sier Jesus.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Jeg veien, sannheten og livet.
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden.
Kom til meg, alle dere som bærer tungt.
I'll give you rest.
Og jeg skal gi dere hvile.
I'll give you eternal life.
Jeg skal gi dere evig liv.
So if that's you and you know in your heart you need to receive the salvation of Jesus.
Så hvis du vet I ditt hjerte at du trenger å ta imot hans frelse.
I want you just to lift your hand where you are.
Kan du løfte din hånd der du
If that's you, let me see you.
La meg se hånden din.
I see you.
Jeg ser deg.
Anyone else? You say yes. That's me.
Det noen andre som sier ja, det meg.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Takk for din barmhjertighet, Herre.
Let's get honest with God.
La oss være ærlig med Gud.
Anyone else that says yes, I need to get my life right with God.
Det noen andre som sier jeg må få livet mitt rett med Gud.
Yes, I see you. God bless you. Anyone else who says, yes, that's me.
Noen andre som sier, ja, det meg.
God will see this.
Gud vil se dette.
This is your act of humility.
Dette din handling av ydmykhet.
He says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father who's in heaven.
Han sier at hvis du bekjenner meg for mennesker, så vil jeg bekjenne deg for min far.
Anyone else that says, yes, that's me.
Noen andre som sier, ja, det meg.
He's waiting for you.
Han venter på deg.
He loves you.
Han elsker deg.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like there's one more.
Jeg føler at det en til.
I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just giving you this opportunity to say yes today, Lord. I receive Jesus as my Savior.
Jeg vil ikke gjøre det ubekvemt på noen måte, men jeg vil bare gi deg anledningen til å
ta imot Jesus her. Hallelujah.
Takk, Jesus.
Will you pray this with me?
Kan du be dette sammen med meg?
Father God,
Far,
I believe
jeg tror,
you sent your son Jesus,
du sendte din son Jesus
to take my place.
For å ta mitt sted.
I believe Jesus died and rose again.
Jeg tror at Jesus døde og stod opp igjen.
And right now, Father,
akkurat nå, Far,
I come home.
Kommer jeg hjem.
Have mercy on me.
Vær meg barmhjertig.
I receive your grace.
Jeg tar imot din nåde.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Father, we say thank you.
Far, vi sier takk.
Now, there's many people here you probably struggle with condemnation like I did.
Det kan være mange her som kjemper med fordømmelse, sånn som jeg gjorde.
The enemy loves to tell you lies.
Fienden elsker å fortelle deg løgn.
He wants to remind you of all your sin.
Han ønsker å minne deg på alle syndene dine.
But God wants to remind you of your righteousness.
Men Gud ønsker å minne deg på din rettferdighet.
He wants to remind you of his grace.
Han vil minne deg om sin nåde.
If that's you and you've been struggling with feelings and thoughts of condemnation.
Hvis du har kjempet med følelser og tanker av fordømmelse.
Just lift your hands to the Lord.
Kan du løfte dine hender til Herren?
And say, pray this.
Og så ber du
sammen. I receive your grace.
Jeg tar imot din nåde.
You know, that's my best prayer now.
Det min beste bønn nå.
The Lord has been teaching me. Say this, Catherine. I receive your grace.
Så han har lärt mig också. Catherine, ta emot min nåde. Jag tar emot din nåde.
I pray it almost every day. I receive your grace.
Jag ber nästan varje dag. Jag tar emot din nåde.
I receive your grace.
Jag tar emot din nåde.
He gives grace for everything he wants.
Han ger nåde till allt han vill.
I receive your grace.
Jag tar emot din nåde.
I receive your grace to live a life that honors you.
Jag vill ta emot nåde till att leva ett liv som ger dig ära.
I receive your grace to understand and know the love of Christ that passes knowledge.
Jag tar emot nåde till att känna Guds nåde som övergår all förstånd.
I receive your grace that cleanses me from all my past and all my sin.
Jag tar emot den nåden som renser mig från all min synd och all min fortid.
I receive your grace to have a new way of living.
Jag tar emot din nåde för att ha en ny måte att leva på.
I receive your grace for a new way of thinking.
Jag tar emot din nåde för att tänka på en ny måte.
I receive your grace to know you.
Jag tar emot din nåde för att känna dig.
I need your grace for everything.
Jag tänker din nåde för allt.
Help me, Father.
Hjälp mig, Far.
You know, he will.
Du vet att han vill det.
He will.
Han vill.
He answers anything according to his will.
Han svarar på allt som är samsvar med sin vilja.
And everything we just prayed is 100% the will of God for you.
Allt vi bad nu är 100% Guds vilja för dig.
So you can have confidence that you've just received it.
Så du kan ha tillit till att du har fått det nu.
Yay!
Yes.
What does it feel like to not be guilty?
Vad föles det? Hur föles det att inte vara skyldig?
What does it feel like to not be afraid?
Hur föles det att inte vara rädd?
Does it feel like to not be ashamed?
Hur föles det att inte bära på skam och föla sig skamfull?
What does it feel like to believe that now you have been made as he is.
Hur känns det att nu har du blivit gjort slik som han är?
To no longer believe the lie that you're not measuring up.
Ja, och inte längre tro på den lögnen att du når inte upp.
You are accepted.
Du är accepterad.
You have been made new.
Du har blivit gjort ny.
You are more than enough.
Du är mer än nog.
He says, as he is, so are you in this world.
Han är du I denna världen.
He speaks to you like the bride in the Song of Solomon.
Ja, så I höjsången han som snackar om bruden.
He says you are altogether lovely.
Att du är fullt och helt.
And there is no spot in you.
Och där är ingen fläck på dig. Halleluja.
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 Lord bless you.
Herren välsigne dig.
I'm going to hand over to Pastor, but my prayer for you is that you would continue in your pursuit to know him.
Men min bön för dig är att du vill fortsätta och jaga efter att bli känt med honom.
As we close, I never like to leave a meeting without